At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
All right. It is Wednesday, right? It is happening.
It's going down.
We are live. I'm going to crack this open for old time's sake. Welcome to Dirty Mo Live, everyone. We are happy to have you here. If you are here, that means that you saw. You could hear that from behind the mic. I was, you know, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
You saw what we're going over today. We're going to be going over some of the weirdest merch in NASCAR history. We had Joe Mattis on last week. He was a huge integral part of he was on the download while Dale was gone on Business and Motorsports. He was a huge integral part of the merchandising and souvenir industry, specifically for Dale Sr. and Dale Jr. And they got to talking about some of the craziest stuff that they made. A Cabbage Patch doll was mentioned quite a few times. I think Mike made a joke about a toilet seat cover. I don't think that ever actually existed. I did try to find it. I couldn't find it. But there's been some good stuff. So I put a tweet out there and said, send us the weirdest stuff that you've got. So before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about this week.
Hold on. No curling today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
We're curling-less.
I am not Andrew Curlin. He's up there in Italy watching us.
Seriously, send him out of the country.
Hey, I'm just hoping he doesn't cause like an international incident.
Listen, I gave him $20 and I was just like, just good luck, man. I hope you make it out there.
Luckily, he doesn't stand out in a crowd or anything.
No,
it was like 2:55 yesterday, and I'm like, when does your flight board? And he's like, it's 5:15. I'm like, you know, you should probably leave here soon and go to the airport.
He texted us and was like, from the office to the gate in 1 hour. And I was like, how? Did you take Denny's helicopter?
Impressive. Yeah. No, I heard him saying something about trying to get his money transferred. Did he get it?
No,
did he get his money transferred or too late?
Yeah,
he's going with American money.
He went to the bank yesterday afternoon to get euros. And they were like, yeah, we can do that. It takes like 2 to 3 days. When are you leaving? He's like, in 5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was like, yeah, I'm leaving tonight. I'm going to need those now. It was so funny.
So we have to figure that out on the way.
Yeah.
So we got Micah with us today instead.
That's right.
We upgraded.
Oh, I think we did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot to say about this.
So. Yeah.
But talking about Joe at Business Motorsports, learning a lot from him was amazing. He had a lot to say. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. I think even Kelly was, you know, enjoyed listening to what Joe had to say. And
yeah,
he's been around a while, so yeah, pretty good stuff.
I saw nothing but good responses from it. Everybody was like, do this more.
Yep.
Have Joe tell more stories. And so hope maybe one day he'll be back, tell some more stories from the vault. But let's get into some of the shows that we've had this week. So Travis, editor for Actions Detrimental, producer for Actions Detrimental, all around just wizard for Action Detrimental.
Yep. Change it. Yeah, I'm going to ask him wizard of
that's not bad. Yeah. What did he get into this week?
Well, we got into how he ruined his day by hitting the wall.
Did he mean to do that, or was that like an accident?
No, he didn't mean to hit the wall. He had a run on it was Byron that he had a run on. And was trying to get around that wall and go and shoot left, and clearly misjudged it because he nailed the wall. He actually said he thought something broke. He didn't know that it like hit the wall immediately. So he was like that on TV. It looked like a bigger, but from inside the car, apparently it wasn't like as noticeable because he thought something broke, and then it went over to the other side, and that's where he knocked his car. So you know, like most drivers this year, because we discussed, I think the top seven are within 33 points of each other, and he's in eighth, I believe. But it's been, you know, a driver will have win a race, and then the next week they're 25th, or they're you know, a couple top fives, and then you have some bad races. You know, Denny the past 2 weeks, but he's still in eighth, so it's like everything's so jumbled up. So he's talking about how he's, you know, he's still feeling good about where this regular season is at because, you know, it's so jumbled up, and he did get a playoff point for winning stage one. You know, so it wasn't a total loss of a weekend.
I saw regarding the him hitting the wall, I saw that tweet that was like, I fully expect NASCAR to come out and suspend the wall that he hit. I thought that was so funny. People on social media are so quick, man. It is, it's one of my favorite things about this job is getting to read all the memes and comments and stuff. So, yeah, I sat in on DBC. It was a passionate episode. The guys were definitely fired up about, you know, suspensions and penalties and drivers being honest. They just wanted to see personality. And so I think you have the biggest NASCAR personality podcast talking about showing personality. So it was kind of an interesting take from them. But yeah, they had a really good show. I really liked everything they talked about. And went into what it did. Carson Ellich was on as the host instead of Casey. Casey is over in Italy too, so maybe Andrew will run into to Casey over there.
I'm missing out on some of these trips, I guess.
Yeah, where was our invite?
I don't know.
I get sent to, you know, the closest area, Charlotte.
Also, Andrew's going to Italy for like 5 days. Like, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd be alive.
He
after
didn't
that.
Plan it out real well. He even admitted that, which isn't the most shocking thing. If anybody knows Curlin,
if you know Curly,
we'll make him feel bad about Nashville though.
He's kind of like a golden retriever at times.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Yeah, he is like a golden retriever. He's just happy all the time. Sometimes gets lost.
But yeah, I'm okay. He's over in Italy. I get to go to Nashville next week.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I moved here from Nashville, and Dale and Mike are doing a live podcast from Old Red there on Broadway. That's Blake Shelton's bar. Next Friday, the 23rd. Yep. So,
man, that's gonna be so awesome.
Yep. Yeah,
like they were there last year, and but yeah, should be a fun night.
Nashville is like one of my favorite places to go. So just thinking about being like on Broadway, a couple beers in, listening to Dale, like talk about like that would just be one of the coolest things. I'm kind of like slightly disappointed I can't go, and it's my own reason why I can't go. But man, that would be so much fun.
I'm excited. I saw Mike posted some tweets, some photos, and a tweet saying, you know, running it back and just seeing how full the crowd was, and then also knowing what the bars are like on Broadway. I'm excited. I get in on Thursday. I did that on purpose so I can have a little fun before do a little bit of work. So that'll be awesome, though. There's nothing like doing a live show.
Well, Dale loves Nashville so much, you know, so he's got so much to talk about, and I think they're still working on some guests and you know who they're going to have up there with him. But, yeah, like you said, just being that atmosphere with Dale up on stage, everybody's in the, you know, the same kind of mood. Everybody's feeling the same vibe. So, yeah, that's a cool time.
But yeah, if you're in the area, come on out.
Yes,
Old Red, 8:30. Old Red's on Broadway. You can't miss it.
Dale Jr.
So,
yeah.
It'll be fun.
Come on out and see us. It'll be a good time. Well, not me, but see our group, our Dirty Mo Media troop.
Alex will be going with.
Alex will be going. The famous Alex Timms.
That's right. The man behind DJ.
I'm not sure that Alex is going to come back after her trip to Nashville.
Is it his first time ever going?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, it's tough when it's a work trip, though. It's like, do you really get to enjoy it as much when you have to perform the next day? Or
so. The last time
the
I was there,
answer is yes.
I was just there like a month ago, and it was for the Taylor Swift concert. And it was funny, like walking through the city, you could see, like you could recognize the other like boyfriends and husbands who were there for the show and like weren't going to the show. So you just like gave them like the, it's like being a dad at Disney, I imagine. You're like, hey, how's just it going? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're here for the same thing.
Man, that's going to be fun. Other news, Dirty Mo people. Connor Daly has got a ride in a rally car, so that's going to be really cool. It's, you know, expand his horizons in racing, go from a super fast, aero-dependent Indy car to a car that races on dirt and arguably probably has a similar 0-60 time and all that. So I'm super interested in that. I love rally racing. I was a huge Ken Block fan, Tanner Faust, all those guys. So that's going to be interesting. I can't wait to hear his perspective on that, going from one discipline of motorsport to another. It's just fascinating to me how these guys can just jump in a car and go.
It'll be his third different car that he'll race in this year.
Yeah.
I'm glad he found something because he's such a cool guy.
Yeah.
And I hope the best for him.
I'd love to see him get a few rides in some stock cars soon. Yeah. Hopefully there's an opportunity for him. And yeah, get him around a road course or get him on an oval again. One that isn't Daytona. Yep. You know, put him on a short track. See what he can do. So super excited for that.
Should we get to it?
I think we're going to get to it. The last thing I'll say is since Andrew's not here to plug it himself, I'll do it for him. Next Level, Mario Andretti. Oh. That series has been incredible. Like, every time I talk about it, I just well up inside with how awesome I think it is.
Very cool.
The stories that he tells, you just can't get that anywhere else. And even today, the Indy Museum tagged us in a post about before I think everything even got started shooting, you guys saw Mario was like explaining one of his cars or something to you guys. He was like saying, like, this is the one that I did this in and I had this fuel tank on the side and whatever. That must have been really cool to see, Micah.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No.
Oh, you weren't?
No. I didn't get to go there.
It was James and Dustin.
James and Dustin.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
that's what I was going to mention. The stuff that those guys were able to get, our shooters and our editors, James and Dustin, was amazing. Mm-hmm. And so it was so nice of him to give us that much time and let them kind of hang out and get some of those shots because it really made something out.
Well, go watch the video because it's really neat. They put some like footage from the race over top of him talking about it.
Right now, you want me to go watch it?
Yeah, go watch it if you don't want. So leave, come back. So go watch Next Level. It's on our YouTube. Don't do it right now. Keep watching us.
And we've got other ones coming, in the pipeline already, working on some new episodes of Next Level coming out in the future. So we'll be bouncing around from a little bit of everything, country singers, athletes, musicians.
That's so cool.
So it's going to be a cool series.
That is so cool.
That's my goal, is to get him a country artist, preferably back in Nashville, so I can make another return.
Yeah,
trip.
There makes you go.
Sense.
Yeah.
It's all
That's the only reason why
motives.
You're going this
yeah.
time. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's get into the main event here. We're going to go over some of the weirdest merch items we've ever seen in NASCAR. So I don't think I own anything too weird. I probably have like a backpack or something that has some sort of
box of cereal with some football players on the box.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything too weird. I probably do if I dug deep enough, but what people sent in over Twitter and Facebook was pretty interesting. So the first one we've got, if we want to pull it up on the screen here, is a Tony Stewart fish.
What is like the purpose of that fish?
It's just supposed to be a decoration, I guess.
Is it just I didn't know if it did anything.
Cuz he likes the fish.
So
does it float?
I think it's supposed to be like a wooden mallard kind of situation where it's just like a paperweight, but it literally just has like the 20 of Tony Stewart on it. Lefty Design sent that into us. He actually designs a lot of race cars in the Cup Series, like Chase Elliott's car, he designed that. So for a design person to say, like, this is the worst design merchandise or, like, weirdest merchandise is pretty funny.
Now, I wonder if any of these are going to be super high dollar. Like, it's so rare that it could go for some money.
I don't know. And that's kind of the funny thing with this is it's, like, the weirder, maybe the more expensive.
Well, see, that's the thing, especially if you got that signed by Tony.
That
would be pretty cool.
That's the move to make.
I wonder if there's a way to, like, make that look good in a setting without just looking like an absolute like freak for owning
maybe,
it.
Yeah, you're
not that I want to alien anyone that has it. If you've got it, like, hey, that's awesome.
It's your racing garage / bait and tackle kind of.
It'd be cool
shop.
if it could sing.
Yeah,
but it looks like
a
stationary.
Fish on the wall. Yeah. What was that thing called? Like it took off.
Billy Bass.
Yep.
Those things. Yep. I one Christmas and it was just like the most popular thing ever, and it was.
And then they're gone.
I thought that was funny.
Which that's what I think Dale was saying in the I think this week he talked about some merch and he was saying that like whatever the hottest item was, NASCAR would just jump onto that
throw a number on it.
Yeah, and try to also make it.
Maybe that was a big thing at the time. Yeah. Maybe it's that was around the same time as Billy the Bass.
What we got next here?
The next one.
Yeah, what's this next one?
Is sent in by, I don't remember who, but she said or no, it was a man named Chase. He said that these were, he doesn't know why these exist, and they are Dale Senior Bears, just like branded in Goodwrench and Dale Earnhardt Dale merchandise. They're only for like $6 or so on Etsy.
Okay.
Do you wonder if it was during maybe like the Beanie Baby phase?
Yeah, but I think they're like I think they're like ceramic.
Oh yeah. They're so like they're just like paperweights.
Oh, yeah. So it's like a like one of them's like holding a gas can.
Oh.
Like, I want to get a collection of the entire pit crew.
Those
of
have got to be worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Speaking of gas cans, I saw that you can get gas can looking water bottles. Oh. And I think I actually want to get one of those because it comes with like a straw. Cool. Like I think it's the perfect thing to make a giant vat of jungle juice margarita or whatever.
Yes.
And you just carry it around in this water giant water bottle.
Yeah, or like have it on a stand and you like do it as like a tap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like a Sunoco gas can.
So there's a good chance that I might buy one just because.
How cool would it be if like a restaurant had a full size like NASCAR gas can that you could order at a restaurant or something, and they like bring it out and put it on a table.
Oh, instead of a fishbowl.
Yeah, it's a gas can.
If you
it's
finish
a
it, your meal's
gas
free.
Can. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, somebody write that down.
I mean, the nearest sports bar.
Don't take
here,
that idea.
Bar
that's
owners
our
out
idea.
There.
Yeah,
take that idea, bar owners. If you let Dalton drink for free,
make it happen in Mooresville so I can go.
Absolutely.
That is genius.
Isn't it?
Because there's always the fishbowls with like 13 straws in
it. That's a lot of liquid, though. A full size gas.
Well, you could do it.
Not a full size. You got to get like a smaller so it fits on the table.
Okay.
I think that would be pretty
cool. I'm not talking one that they use for the cup cars. I'm talking like a
replica.
For the
family.
Yeah.
It's a family drink.
Like one that holds, let's say, like it holds like 55 ounces or something like that. Yeah, 60 ounces.
Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wild card, you actually put gasoline in it.
Oh, that's how you get to it.
That's got some bite. Yeah. What's that, like 180 proof? All right.
I once saw someone bong a beer, but it wasn't out of a beer bong. It was out of a oiled changer funnel. Yes.
Oh.
And I'm like, the residue that had to be in that could not have been good for
you.
Just
gotta do it.
Yeah.
Nope. Someone in the chat said, at the NASCAR races, we got a gas can filled with a margarita. It was a decent size, but cost like $500.
Yeah. I'm not paying $500.
I don't know if that's worth it.
No.
I could do like $100.
Like
if it was something for your whole friends group,
yeah.
If it was a whole group thing.
Yeah.
Though, have you seen like there's down in like resorts in Mexico and different places like that where they have these giant containers and they're literally pouring entire bottles of tequila to make the drink.
Oh yeah.
All right. We'll have a new Dirty Mo team building
that'll
outing,
be, that's another,
and we'll go do that.
I'm all for it.
Then play pickleball afterwards. All
right. Right.
Well, this next one might be my favorite.
The next one is all time. So we've got up for up for grabs a Mark Martin crock pot.
Oh, well.
Mark Martin crock pot.
I love.
Nobody cooks.
There's
like,
been a few.
I use like my crock pot probably once a week.
I love how the setting on it is like
three
it looks
options.
Like a it, well, it looks like a RPM or like a gauge. Yeah. And I like the thought of it's like, how long do I set this for? Is this a Martinsville or is this a Coca-Cola 600?
Yep, there
like,
it is.
Exactly.
Got it dialed in.
Other ones I've seen are Travis Quaffle. I've seen a Richard Petty one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Quick side note here. I'm going to say that Mark Martin looks a lot like Gordon Ramsay in this photo.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
It's undercooked. Do you think he's as mean as Gordon when it comes to food?
No. There's no one as mean as Gordon.
But I love a crock pot is probably the most.
But I guess if you're tailgating at a race, you know, crock pots, neat. Burgers, hamburgers, grills.
Yeah.
Maybe it would, you know.
Throw some, you make like, a chili nice in queso there. Dip in
your,
there.
Get out your junior crock pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martin crock pot. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love the crock pot. I kind of want this one. This is the one I've seen so far that I think I would actually like.
Oh, really?
Have. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. Well, let's move on to the next one. The next one is, and my favorite thing about the next one is the way the guy described it. It is a Dale Sr. Frisbee, and he was like, "It's this frisbee-looking thing," and you know it's bad. When you can't even describe what the hell it is.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird piece of merch. It doesn't look like a Frisbee. It looks like the top of a bar stool or something.
What do you mean it doesn't look like a Frisbee? It's
it's like
it's a circle.
Yeah, but it, like, it, the angle's all wrong on it.
That is.
It looks
at
like
first
a Frisbee.
I was like, there's got to be hundreds of, you know, Dale Sr. Frisbees, but this one
I don't know.
Looks a little bit awkward.
It. I think it's. Listen, I love Dale Sr. stuff, but this one, I'm not taking this one.
Is there anything more annoying than the people that are at a tailgate and they're throwing a Frisbee because it's going anywhere but where they're trying to throw it at?
Hey, exactly. I love throwing a good Frisbee.
Unless at a tailgate, though?
No.
Unless
that's what I'm saying.
10 feet apart.
If you're on the beach and you've got your space, go for it. But there's people that are at like tailgates and around people, and they are throwing the Frisbee and it's going anywhere but where it's trying to go.
Yeah, when you give it to like an 8-year-old kid and he just sails it right into someone's forehead, like that's the worst.
Yeah.
Are
you a fan of, either of you guys a fan of the game Can Jam?
I've never played.
I've seen it. I've never played it.
It's the best.
Where you throw the Frisbee and you have to smack it into the...
You try to smack it in or you can throw it in the little like mail slot.
There's like spike ball and stuff too.
So maybe... My hatred is more than just people throwing it. It's just the Frisbee in general, because I'm not a big fan of that game, Dustin, but you love it.
Yeah. I love that game. I'm an avid disc golf player as well, though.
So. See? You're offending a lot of people here with your Frisbee hate.
Okay. Yeah. I've never played disc. I would give that a go.
Yeah, disc golf is fun.
Have you seen some of those throws that go viral? And the people are like,
it's amazing.
Hole in one from how many yards
out? It's wild.
Like,
I don't know how they do that. I don't know. I would say, I don't know what's harder, hitting a golf hole in one or hitting that.
Do you have different weights of those that you can choose to throw from? Yep.
They call them like drivers and putters and stuff.
Yeah,
it's just
putter,
like
putters for obviously for putting, mid-range is for your more mid-range shots, and your drivers for your drive. So
is there one around here?
The golf tournament.
Oh,
there's actually
tons
one right around the corner at Cornelius Park.
We should go sometime, a little team bonding.
Yeah, definitely.
We could. Robbie and
I want to do
pickleball straight into disc golf.
Yeah. I want to do like some sort of team
tomorrow.
Competition.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Right,
so we got the gas can, pickleball.
Yep. And then disc golf with an Earnhardt Frisbee.
Yeah.
It has to be with an Earnhardt. That's all you can use.
High Rock vodka.
Hacky sack.
I will say a side note. I searched for this Mark Martin crockpot on shopping on Google. $1,974
no
for the
no.
one.
$1,000 for a crock pot.
The one that exists. The one that I found.
$2,000 for a crock pot.
Yeah.
No way. I wouldn't pay it.
Dude, your food becomes it's magical.
Hey, your food gets done faster than anything else. Oh, man. That is crazy. Not okay. Now I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it anymore. Not at that price. Like $50, I would have. Probably jumped all over it. Not 2000.
Mark Martin. I mean, he's a good racer, but he's no.
He didn't even win a championship.
Yeah, I mean,
that's so no funny. Offense. Well, you know, it's still cool.
What else we got?
Moving on. The next thing is a Sterling Marlin fanny pack.
Yes.
Seems like there'd be that these would be common too.
I think
back in the 70s, 80s.
I think this is going to make a comeback.
Well, fanny packs are already making a comeback.
I know. I would love to see like a Kyle Larson fanny pack. But this is the cool thing about this is it's in the shape of a car.
Oh, that is dope.
That takes it. Could you imagine like a
does the hood open up so you can put it? It zips down
like the side, and it's pretty neat. It's the Kodak car too. Like an iconic paint scheme. I would love to have these come back. I would wear this at the beach, go to the gym, whatever.
What would you keep in your fanny pack?
Oh, that's
Ooh,
a good
the
one.
Essentials.
If you get all right, I five items.
Yep.
I'm going gum.
Okay. Oh, you're at the racetrack.
I'm at the racetrack.
You're at the racetrack. All right, okay.
Gum, sunscreen.
Yeah.
My credit card. My ID.
Flask.
And a flask.
Cash.
And cash money. I don't need cash.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Keys.
So I would go with some chapstick. Need chapstick. Lips get chapped.
Chapstick?
You want sunscreen, I get chapstick. And then four shooters.
I bet there's NASCAR chapstick.
And four shooters.
I was curious to say,
I don't want to put my
four,
phone in.
Four bottles of Fireball.
Right. Because if I lose the fanny pack somehow, because everybody's going to love it and want to, like, they might stuff might get
stolen. Oh,
like,
what about a Sharpie? Mm. Getting autographs.
No.
No.
See, I'm just going to go with you guys, so I'll use your sunscreen.
There you go.
I'll use your chapstick.
You can't use my chapstick.
So my five items are going to be definitely beers.
Beers and more beers.
You can't put beers in a fanny
illegal
pack.
Illegal items to get into the
there
restaurant.
You go. There you go.
How big's your fanny pack?
This one looks pretty big. This one looks like it could fit probably at least a beer or two.
It doesn't fit five beers, I'm telling you
if
that
it's
right
insulated,
now.
Like if I might look for one of these. All
right, yeah.
Someone said they had a Dale Senior one just like this, so your boy might be looking at that later on eBay. Man, that's awesome. That's a good one. Thanks for sending that one in. Speaking of sunscreen, the next one
sunscreen's useless.
The next one is one of the most interesting branded things I've ever seen. It's Dr. Dale's sunscreen, and if you look at it. It says like speed fast or sun fast or something on there. Speed tan is what it says. And it's like the fastest tan. And
I'll buy that.
It's
then.
SPF 15.
Ooh, okay. I was anti sunscreen until you said.
I'm telling you, man, it's definitely interesting. It's got this like cartoon drawing of Dale on there. And he's like got these sunglasses and it just looks really funny.
See, now if Dale had his own. Now it'd be like SPF like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, this is Biggie, not Lily. Yeah. Lily.
That's what I'm
saying. Lily would have 100.
Yeah. He would need an SPF 100. Yeah.
And a doctorate. Someone to go with that.
But
it's impressive.
I'm all for some speed tan.
Someone said that looks more like cutting compound. It does. It looks like a motor oil or something on there.
It's not sunscreen. It's just motor oil.
You actually get whiter as you put it on.
Exactly. Oh man, that's funny. All right. Well, the next one I have to preface, okay? When I saw this come across Twitter, I first of all didn't even know if I wanted to show it because it was like
I was going to bring it up if you didn't. So.
Okay, it was a little
disturbing.
Interesting, disturbing. The execution on this is the worst execution of any product I've ever seen. It is
We don't think this is an official though, right?
This is
homemade.
Or company overseas that just like took a PNG and put it across this item. Okay. Yeah. It is Kevin Harvick leggings. And they are the most horrifying thing I've ever seen. Yeah. It is like his face is contorted. It's like there's a hole going from his neck
getting a pair of those.
All the way down to his like. It is.
If you show up to the next Dirty Mo Live wearing those, I will be your best.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
I got an idea, and
this
I will
like
do
a
it.
Bet.
Somebody get me a pair with Mike Davis on them, and I'll wear them.
Look at where the crotch is.
I know.
Same company. Yeah, the same company.
Get me
and
a pair
another pair
with Mike Davis on them, and I will wear them to work.
Oh my gosh. It was, I was like, I don't know if I should show these. They're leggings, you know, whatever. But man, it was too good not to.
Do you think on the backside, it's the revert, the backside of Kevin?
Yeah. His face is just like really wide or whatever.
It's the back of his head.
Yeah. Dude, that's so crazy. Funny.
I gotta imagine too, man. You could pretty get some pretty silly like dance moves going
on.
Oh
yeah,
there.
Definitely. Man.
There's got to be other drivers.
Can you imagine if you wore those and walked up to the driver?
I could not imagine.
Can you sign these pants
for me, Kevin? Imagine being like, hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
Like, your face is not where it's supposed to be. Like, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to keep it as PG as I possibly can.
And he's like, what do you mean? I released these.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
These are authentic.
Let me sign those.
Hey, yeah. There's a guy with my
He's
pants
like,
on.
No, I'm wearing them too.
You
and
can
he
get
pulls
these
off
at
his
Kevin
fire suit. Yeah.
You can get these at KevinHarvick.com.
Gosh, that's so funny. Man, those are great.
Awesome.
All right. Moving on to the next one. We got to do one for the boss man. He had some crazy merch come out. I thought this one was a little bit wholesome. Birthdays are happening. My birthday was Monday.
That's right. Yeah.
And if somebody would have gotten or done this for me, that would have been awesome. But it is some Dale Jr. wrapping paper.
I can see that being expensive as well.
It was probably
at this point.
It was probably fairly expensive, I would say. But the funniest thing to me is like, is that the gift? Like getting someone the wrapping paper?
Right.
Is that the gift, or are you getting?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you wrap it, but then
NASCAR
it's like you're ruining.
Related present,
right.
Wrapped.
Yeah.
In your favorite driver, which would be yeah.
Imagine like getting socks. Like you know, you spend like $15 or whatever on the wrapping paper, and then like you get like a $10 pair of socks, or like
ooh, it's Dale Jr. wrapping
yeah,
paper.
Exactly. It's
got to
be
is
something
it a
good.
Is
yeah,
it
and you're like,
what
oh, sticky notes.
Oh,
what the? Yeah, exactly. What in
no,
the world?
I appreciate that wrapping paper.
That is so funny.
I'll say that design, they went full Grinch with Dale.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, very green.
Yeah, went ahead and did them all green.
Now, what you should do is if you, like, you get wrapping paper of the driver that somebody hates and you wrap their gift with that.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm wondering if nowadays they do have, like, where I could get Chase Elliott wrapping paper at any point. Or
yeah, I'm
could
sure
get
you
Denny
could.
Hedlund wrapping paper.
The weirdest thing is that is, like, Dale's face is on it.
Okay.
I could see... Like the maybe a signature and a number,
yeah.
But
or
like
or the car,
the car's on there too. But it's got his. I don't know. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Wrapping paper.
Yeah. Like
cool.
if your friend is a Chase Elliott fan, you get wrap their gift with Denny Hamlin wrapping paper.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh, yeah.
Like that's the move to make.
Do you think they're all good now? When we see each other at the track, they're not mad at each other anymore. What do you think? You're inside Denny guy. He's there over it. It happened.
I know him and Ross are cool.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody on the track that Denny couldn't get along with.
I mean, I wish they weren't. I kind of want the beef to
continue.
Well,
yeah, I want Denny to be the villain that NASCAR needs.
Like, I want Ross to go back to being what he was. Like, I don't like this kind of...
We talked about that at Door Bumper Clear.
I don't know if he is reined in or not, but I like the old... Like, I liked when he was ruffling feathers and creating storylines.
I mean, that was the big thing about this week that DBC was saying, and I 100% agree with them that... There wasn't a real storyline this weekend, and there kind of hasn't been one other than like when there was an egregious someone wrecking each other
right.
since Ross got talked to. You know, like he was the story every week coming in. Who's Ross going to get into this day? What's going to happen with the one car?
Well, even during the race, all of a sudden the one car gets near Denny, and like the announcers, even if they don't say it, everyone's thinking,
yep.
All right, they're next to each other again. Let's pay attention to these next couple laps.
Yep.
And so yeah, I want Ross to go back to being kind of the bull in the china shop.
Guy. I agree. I think the sport needs it. So Ross,
I know
don't stop being
Ross.
You.
We know
you watch this. Yeah, don't stop being
first,
you.
First, go leave a 5-star review on Denny's podcast, and then go back to doing what you're doing.
That's funny. All right, getting back to the action here. the next one is another Dale Jr. item. I put them back to back. Just figured we could kind of go through them real quick. It is a knife and a watch that someone was given as a gift.
Was it like a set or individual?
It's a set. It's like a pocket watch kind of. I think it's on a chain, and it's a pocket knife. But the funny thing about the pocket knife is if you look real close at Dale Jr.'s face, it looks like someone like drew a mustache on him or something. I can't really
tell. Wait, his face is on the
the knife.
There's a few pictures of him where...
I mean, it's a dark mustache.
Where it looks like he has stubble across his lip.
Yeah, it's like a Groucho Marx kind of mustache. Yeah, I don't know. It's
maybe it's the people that made the Fox caricatures of Denny.
It's got to be, yeah. If it's the picture of him on the knife, not on the box, That's pretty interesting. I was like, almost got it there. Nice. Someone said they got that at a local flea market. So maybe it was homemade.
Love a good flea market. Yeah.
Flea market. Speaking of flea markets, and I had an experience this weekend. My wife and I did a yard sale.
Yeah.
And I had this kid. It makes me feel really old. This kid come up, and I can tell he was a younger kid. He's probably 20, 21 years old.
So curling.
Yeah, exactly. He had that same innocent look, and he came up, come walking up to us, and he's like, you know, I've always heard of these. I saw this on TikTok, and I just feel like I needed to stop by and see what it was all about.
Oh, man.
And I was like, so this is your first experience at a yard sale? And he had never been to a yard sale before or even knew what it was
so
about.
Funny.
And I was like, well.
He learned about it on TikTok.
I was like, well, this is my stuff, and it's pretty good deals.
and you can buy it.
You want that hat? It's $1. So there you go, man. Congratulations. Oh, you've been to a yard sale now. And
that's
I was like,
awesome.
I looked at my wife, and I was like, man, we are old.
Yep.
When there's kids out here, hadn't gone. He
Don't
said
even
he had
know.
Heard of a yard sale before but had never been there, so
that is so funny.
He came away with a nice hat for $1.
There you go for $1.
That's right.
That's awesome. So, I need to have a yard sale with all my crap that I have. It's too much stuff.
Accumulates fast.
Yeah. Someone in the chat said that they have a Brad Keselowski nightlight. Is it in the bathroom?
Oh. I don't know. Does it like
does the door
it
lock
shine his car number?
Is it was it the two?
Yeah, it could be.
Wouldn't
that
scare you more?
Yeah.
It's just Brad looking at
you
exactly. when it turns on.
Exactly.
Staring right at you.
Yeah. I'd put it in my porta potty.
Right there. Beside the bed, yeah.
That is.
I mean, jokes aside, going into porta potty, like when it's like nighttime, it's just pitch black.
Just oh, gosh. It's a terrifying experience. My grandfather.
And you don't want to get your phone out because there's a chance you somehow drop it.
A high drop factor.
My grandfather played a prank on me one time. We were out at a construction site. And there was a porta potty out there, and it was getting close to night. And he was like, all right. He's like, if you got to go to the bathroom, go out there. And he was like, you know, I heard there's Sasquatch around these. Like, my grandpa was a tall guy. Mm-hmm. He was like 6'4". So I go in there and I start, you know, doing my thing. And he comes up and shakes the thing. I was like, no, grandpa, stop. No, it's getting everywhere. And it was
not your grandpa.
So he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, put some flashlights in those porta potties.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll definitely
Another
do that.
Another invention.
All right. Moving on here, we have something that the kids in the chat aren't going to recognize.
Right? Yeah,
it is
another item.
Dell Senior Home Phone, which I would love to have. I think this will be funny to have, even though I don't have a phone hookup at my house, nor will I probably. But it would be interesting just to have it like on the wall and, you know.
Well, speaking of kids and TikTok, I saw a video where this person's like, we just need like some sort of like phone that's like dedicated just to the house.
Right. Yep.
Like,
yeah, you just have it while you're at the house, you know, because like we have our cell phones.
It just stays in one spot.
Stays in one. I saw that
number. Yeah.
I was like, oh man.
Where? Yeah. What do we got? Did,
I'm getting old.
Did you ever reach the level of having a phone in your room?
No, I wasn't
same.
That cool.
Nope. Never was allowed.
No,
I do remember the moment that I was able to get a VCR with a TV
in it
in my room.
Yeah.
And I was thrilled to death to be able to watch VHS movies.
Never got that, but when I was able to get a stereo, a six CD changer.
Man. Yeah. Dude, you were high class.
With two cassette tapes, so you could be like record and all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought I was just living it up. But yeah, or like when you upgraded to the cordless phone.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. We had the phone on the wall with the long cord that you could like take across
a
the whole
country
house.
Mile.
Yeah,
you could walk into the living room.
Yeah, I could go walk down to the grocery store and get some, you know, beer and come back. Yeah, and then we got the wireless one, which was a big step up.
And then someone always loses it, and then you have to go press the button, but then the battery died. So then
it's just buried forever somewhere.
We are old. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, man, 28 is here. That's what Monday was. It was 28.
Oh, wow. There you go.
So
made it make us feel older.
Yeah.
All right.
Another 10.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I try not to be too much of a millennial, but I come across that way. All right. The last one here is not one that was submitted by anyone. I actually saw it in the YouTube chat before we ever got started. Someone was asking about it. So I went and dug it up and looked it up. Apparently, there is a Jeff Gordon Pop-Tart. It's not like the packaging. It is like on the Pop-Tart,
on the
frosting, on the icing.
Yeah.
And someone had it on eBay listed for $10,000.
Oh,
so is there two of them or just one?
I think it's just one. He must have ate the other one.
I know they used to make those waffle makers that you could put imprint basically anybody's face on anything. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it was something like that where you can make your own.
It's fully.
It's like color.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if someone like drew it or what, but it's like fully. It's fully.
That's weird.
Fully drawn. And of course it's the car tomorrow. Yeah. Like, it's not even. Like, it's like one of the worst cars that we've had.
That's an expensive Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
Also, Pop-Tarts are trash, so.
What?
How dare you?
That.
Oh, my
what,
gosh.
What
we're going to have a fight.
What is there about a Pop-Tart that's delicious?
What are you looking for? Like a fine dining pastry? I mean, what is it supposed to be besides a...
If I'm on the go, I'm grabbing like a Kind bar. If I'm at home, it's a toasted strudel when I was a kid.
A toaster
toasted strudel.
Strudel
when I was a kid.
Toaster strudels
with
are good.
Bee's knees. They were by far better than any Pop-Tart.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing Pop-Tarts had was portability.
No, I just
had different flavors. Cherry.
So did toaster strudel.
Yeah, but cherry, blueberry, brown sugar,
chocolate
they're
s'mores,
just
cookies
just dry.
And cream.
They're not. You got it. You're eating sandpaper, flavored sandpaper.
But popcorn is so moist. You know, like there's so many other snacks that like
well,
are
it is
dry.
When I wash it down with my beer. I can't wash down the Pop-Tart.
Yes, you can. You are a grown man.
Not,
you can do whatever you
well,
want.
I can now, but they're just that would
before
not work.
Before I ran off to school, I put my Pop-Tart and my beer
exactly.
on the table.
Yeah,
and
I've never been
Johnny.
A fan
don't
of Pop-Tarts.
Forget your beer.
Yeah, toasted
with your,
strudel
with
all
your
the
lunch.
Way, man.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I can't believe you left off. Maybe one of my favorite things that we saw. Speaking of Jeff Gordon.
Oh, no.
The Jeff Gordon blender.
It was on the thumbnail.
Oh, nice.
It was on the thumbnail. Yes, the Jeff Gordon blender was funny. We don't have a picture of it. But yeah, that thing's turning RPM,
well.
So I can tell you that
yeah,
much.
I bet.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I also saw someone tweeting that they had toilet paper. And I had some questions for that person because. It sounded like they had toilet paper of their favorite driver.
Yep.
Which makes zero sense.
Yeah, you don't want to wipe with your favorite driver.
Good call.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll stay away from that topic too.
So
looking through the chat here, I have someone said my dad had a Matt Kenseth toothbrush.
Okay.
I don't think a dad of any kind should own a toothbrush like that. That's
okay,
very
Matt,
much like
here
a,
we go again today.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's something weird about that. Not a big fan. Let's see.
I wonder if it was like what he used or if it was just like a toothbrush with 50 other Matt Kenseth things. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I feel like it'd be weird if you didn't use it.
Right.
You know, like,
just,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But the downside with the toothbrush is after a while, you have to get rid of it.
You have to change
it
out.
Yeah, you can't be.
Let's see what else we got here. But Casey Kane lunchbox.
Okay.
I mean, lunchboxes are cool. I feel like that's a good... Casey Kane would have been a cool one to have.
I mean, you would be much cooler if the lunchbox you brought in had a driver on it.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, especially if you were, like, in, you know, elementary school.
No, I'm talking about you
school.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I like my lunchbox.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not... If
yeah,
you had Casey
you're
Kane
right.
on it, it'd be
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm going to get a driver lunchbox and put my lunch in there.
I had a Dell Jr., the classic lunchbox with the thermos that comes in it with it. I had a Dell Jr.
We had a Dale Senior one.
That's
it was
cool.
Like had a three on the side, and then like the strap was a checkered flag
perfect.
Kind of thing.
Oh,
it was pretty
yeah,
neat.
I never had
very
a,
'90s.
Never had a lunchbox with a thermos.
Oh yeah,
never
it used to be the thing.
I was never a soup guy though either, so it was
oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, what do I need this thermos for?
That's funny. Yeah, so he
take
said
soup to school doesn't.
Someone said, anyone remember the Dale Senior clock from QVC? The car would drive around it every hour and make motor
cool.
noises and announcers saying everything.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I saw that at a yard sale one time. Somebody was trying to sell one of those.
Man, well, you should have picked it up.
I know, seriously.
You could have had it
really
here.
Would have.
And then also the Dale Call.
The Dale Call is one of the most famous ones. Yeah, it's my Dale Call. I love that commercial.
I was hoping there was one around here that we could have.
That commercial is so funny because it's so quiet, and then all of a sudden you just hear, and the car scopes through. It is so funny.
I thought we used to have one in here. Maybe not.
Speaking of, there's a commercial actually kind of like this that Dale was in with Chase Elliott. And it was like going through his marketing guy, and he's like, Chase Elliott wiper blades. And it was like all these funny, and he was like, I'm not doing it. He's like, Chase Elliott jumper cables.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Napa commercial.
Oh,
it was really
cool.
Funny. Let's see if the chat has any more funny stuff, and then we'll move on to our closing thoughts here. I think we've covered a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So
since we're kind of finishing, we were talking about this right before we taped. I found out that my apartment has a wine and liquor bar that you get a card and you get two free drinks. And there's like four different wines. And then there's tequila, gin, vodka, and whiskey. And I just found out about this, which I'm a little upset.
Two drinks a day?
Two drinks a day.
Two drinks a day?
They don't roll over, I asked.
So, yeah. No, it's a use no it or, drinking at 11:45.
It's a, use it or it's a use it or lose it. But Mike was mad at me for just now finding out about it. I don't...
I would be mad. You know
how
what?
Often do
I would
pay
hope,
attention to your, like...
Yeah, I would hope my employees pay attention to their surroundings and that they would know something like that, especially if it would benefit me if I ever visited you at your apartment.
I would never have thought to ask that question, though.
Yeah, like, I have to check an email?
Yeah. That's what do you do all day? You check emails here, don't
but
you?
But I don't... Do you check your personal Gmail account or whatever?
You
or your
Teams?
Yahoo?
Because I don't check
I don't,
check
don't
teams
know.
At all.
No. we might be the worst.
So I'm if it so was, like, free that. Beer on Teams, I would have missed it so yeah. many times.
Yeah.
I...
There was a free beer thing on Teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. I've missed it.
So, yeah.
It's fun.
I don't think it's that my fault, but... I'm glad I just found out. I was sitting by the pool on Saturday, and this person walked by and had, like, a plastic glass, and someone's like, what are you drinking? And like, I got one of my drinks from the office, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they offer two drinks a day.
We got to work on your awareness, man. All right.
That's awesome, man.
Let's see. The last thing here that I have on my notes, my fancy notes, is the bracket is officially over.
That's right.
William Byron's the winner. Mm-hmm. He's the champion. We're going to be contacting the giveaway winners here soon. This guy got 710 points.
Nice.
He
blew us out of the water.
He went 13 of 16 in the first round, wow. 7 of 8, 3 of 4, 2 of 2, 1 of 1.
Yeah, he put a whooping on.
Jarrett Rusher?
Rusher. Jarrett
That's
Rusher.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool. It was nice to see that we had one clear winner. I was worried about that. But Dale picked the correct winner of the whole thing. Yeah. He picked William Byron.
Did he win the dirty, like, out of dirty mo?
So he won the dirty mo thing. So it was Dale at first, and then it was Curl in second.
Ugh.
And then I think it was Tiff. Then you.
Then me?
Yeah.
I came in fourth?
Then you, then Mike, and then me. And the guy who created the bracket got last place. I got 170
Wait, did
points.
Did you not fill one out?
I didn't see any from these guys.
I thought I did, but
wow, I sent out like
way
three
to go,
or four.
Team players.
So
I filled it out. I figured I was going to dominate.
Either way,
kind of like your
chance.
Milk thing.
Either way, the fact that I did so bad, I'm embarrassed. I'm definitely embarrassed. So I'm going to have to do better next time, if and when there is a next time.
And so we are. I'm in talk with William Byron's people. William agreed before the race if you won. To come on Actions Detrimental, so we're hoping after the Nashville race, William can come on. If not, depending on his schedule, it might be a different week. But William will be coming on Actions Detrimental at some point.
Gotcha.
And Denny's has a segment that he wants to start when he has a guest called "Is It Too Late to Say I'm Sorry?"
Is it him saying sorry to people, or them saying sorry to him?
And because he said this before the race to Jared and I, he goes, no matter who wins, I can start a segment called "Is It Too Late to Say I'm Sorry?"
That's funny. Funny. That's really That'll funny. That like self deprecation.
So
there is hysterical.
Hoping to have that in the works, but it was a fun tournament. And think about this past Sunday. For the most part, Martin Truex was dominating. There was a minute where Kyle Busch was kind of chasing him down, but that was kind of over with and done with. But Byron and Keselowski were like a second apart,
mm-hmm.
and Byron finished two spots ahead.
Yeah.
So like you would have had that extra storyline going
right.
on.
Yep.
I saw like NASCAR and NBC tweeted about it.
Yeah.
A bunch of people tweeted about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it ran its course. It did really well. I definitely think there is a very, very good chance that it will happen again. And so yeah, I probably need to start working on building another bracket.
Yeah, brush
at some
up
point.
On your bracket making skills.
Yeah. Maybe this time you can actually search for your name and all
you
that
could
stuff.
That's
a pretty good first try, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
it worked.
Pretty awesome.
It worked. So thank you to everybody
Very
who
cool.
joined. Thank you to everybody who played. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. So if you guys don't already, follow us at Dirty Mo Media across all social media platforms.
That's right.
Go watch all of our YouTube videos. Go click on all of our links. Just, run those numbers up. Yeah, buy shirts.
That's right.
And
we've got Dirty Mo merch. There's some behind Dalton here. It's some cool hats, some cool shirts. We got Access Detrimental now too out there. Yep. So
and cool. Last thing is, go watch the stuff with Richie Gilmore, because that's a 2-part series and that's going to be really, really good. The stuff that I've seen coming out from that, being that I have to watch and put out everything,
right,
yeah, is really, really good. So super interested to see how all that does.
Ooh,
so.
And watch was on the Tuesday episode, Dale talking about yoga, right?
Yeah, yoga. It's out now.
That
yeah.
was a good one. And then Dale talking about Isla not wanting to to have Dale put her to bed.
Yeah.
Had me laughing when I was editing those. So those are I enjoy hearing those sides of, you know, the non-racing side of Dale.
Right.
All right. Well, cool. Well, we awesome. Will see you next time, guys. Thanks for joining.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.